I can't remember where or when. The
I'd like to call the meeting of February 26th, Design Review Board meeting, to order. Could we please have roll call?
Member Carroll?
Here.
Member Herrera?
Here.
Member Messner?
Here.
Member Schneider?
Here.
Member Smith? Vice Chair Wignott?
Here.
Chair Branch?
Here. Okay. Administrative agenda. B1, meeting minutes.
I'll move to approve the minutes of February 12th.
I'll second.
Discussion?
Go ahead.
Carl?
I noticed on page 4 of 5, the very top of the page in the motion, carried on a 5-1 vote, not a 5-0 vote.
Yes.
And I thought there was, and the same thing on page 2, on election of officers,
5-1.
It was should be a 5-1 vote, not a 5-0.
Okay. Bob?
Mr. Chair, on that same item, on page 2, the election of officers, that first paragraph, if I could just make a couple of changes in the sentence. After the word resident, if we could say instead of and also, just say noting that, and then insert presently, noting that presently at-large members must all be city residents, plural, and that a quorum with a minimum of 2 city residents must be present to take action on items. That's my only edit. Thanks.
Okay. Anybody else? Good. Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Oh, I have to abstain as I wasn't here last week. Less.
Okay. Item B2, Planning Director Report.
Thank you, Chair Branch and members of the DRB. So the last couple of meetings, we've been giving you updates about our various boards and commissions and interviews and appointments. So I get to further inform you as to what's going on. On February 19th, the City Council continued their interviews with the Parks and Rec Commission position and ultimately extended the interview process. And that's going to continue on until March 5th. And we're hoping that at the conclusion of that meeting, we'll finally have our members of the Parks and Rec Commission established and picked. So at the next DRB meeting, I'll give you that update. But we did conclude the interview and appointment process for our Public Tree Advisory Commission. So you know the individuals who are on that commission. We have picked Barbara Massey, Lynn Kirby, Jeff Haight, and Josephine Kaylee Brown, as well as Chris Messner, to serve on the Public Tree Advisory Commission. So congratulations to Chris for being appointed to that commission. Excuse me. What that means is the council did not anticipate the discussion of a particular person serving on multiple bodies with the city of Goleta. So they're going to go ahead and contemplate that at a future council meeting. But in the meantime, Member Messner has given his letter of resignation to the Design Review Board in anticipation of only being on one commission. He has generously agreed to stay in his current position until a replacement has been found. So, and he's also generously agreed to help us try to locate another member for the landscape professional position. So we're thankful for Chris's 6.5 years that he's given to the Design Review Board and wish you well on your future endeavors on the Public Tree Advisory Commission. So thank you.
You're here.
With that, that really concludes the director's report today. So okay. I shall be quiet.
Okay. Public comment. This time the public shall have an opportunity to comment on any non-agenda items relevant to the jurisdiction of the cities. Anybody in the audience wanting to speak on that? I see none. We'll move to item E, consent calendar. Item E1, Cabrillo Business Park, FLIR Systems Edition. I reviewed that and approved it as submitted, looking at the details. And I'd also like to comment again that I think that's a really handsome and well done project. So I recommend that approved as submitted.
Let's take a vote.
A move to approve the consent calendar item.
Second.
Discussion. Chair, I'm going to abstain on that vote.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 The motion passes. Let's see. Next available we have is down to item J1. Madam Secretary, could you announce that project, please?
Item J1 is on the conceptual preliminary calendar. It's number 13-004-DRB, Raytheon Wastewater Pump Enclosure, located at 75 Coromar Drive.
And as the applicant is setting up, if we can go around and do our declarations, that would be appreciated.
I have visited the site.
I visited the site, no discussions.
I did not visit this site for this particular project, but I'm familiar with this site.
I visited the site and haven't had no discussions with the applicant.
Same with me.
Same with me. Okay. So today this is a request for conceptual preliminary review. The applicant is requesting a wastewater pump enclosure for Raytheon at 75 Coromar Drive. The property currently includes about 120,000 square feet of offices and labs, 14,000 square feet of structural support buildings, and roughly 422 parking spaces in our MRP zone district. The applicant wants to install a 308 square foot enclosure, metal enclosure for the wastewater pump station there adjacent to Hollister Avenue. It'd be approximately 11 feet tall, and it would consist of a metal corrugated roof. The applicant has numerous kind of color variations that he wants to get input from the DRB members. The location is adjacent to a 6-foot high fence. It's surrounded by adjacent landscaping and trees. And the applicant is requesting no increase in square footage to habitable space. With that, I'll introduce you to Brian Beebe. He is the agent for the applicant. And Brian, I'll hand it over to you now. Thanks.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Basically, this is just a...
Make sure your microphone is on, please.
That button at the bottom. There you go.
There you go.
I'm in. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good afternoon. We're here to ask you to review a patio cover for some existing equipment that Raytheon maintains at this property. It's galvanized framing with a patio cover. And I think there's some, I don't know if you had the opportunity to see the photos.
No.
Okay. So this is from Hollister looking north, and it's behind this fence. And what you see behind this fence is this little pump in station, this little below ground vault with some pumps up above. It pumps all this to another location from inside the building. And we've contracted with a patio cover metal building vendor, and this is the color guide of the sort of standard colors. The actual building is sort of a very washed out tan color. I think either this light stone color or the ash gray color would be appropriate. I don't know how much you're going to see
stacked. You'll see a little bit of the roof because it is pitched, but there is some a little bit of landscaping there. I think there's also a landscaping plan for the other project that's going on in that location right now. So it certainly won't be the only thing in that area. There's some large trees in that area as well.
That it?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Does the board have any questions for the applicant? Carl?
So this structure is really just a roof structure on
yes.
four poles. It's not, doesn't, has no sides?
Correct.
So all we're trying to do is keep rain off of the equipment?
Yes.
More or less, and sun and whatever.
Yeah, it's just a long-term maintenance issue for them.
And remind me, the pump itself is there on a permanent basis?
Yes.
And it's pumping water from one part of a building to another part? Or
it's pumping wastewater out of that building to another facility where it's treated.
Maybe this is a question for staff because maybe I'm confused. I thought at some point the wood fence was a temporary fence screening something that was supposed to be temporary behind it. Is that a different project? Is that, am I not remembering? I just remember a project with a wood fence.
Right. My recollection was there was some remediation going on.
Okay, so that's not this project, but it's occurring in the same location.
Okay.
And I'm not part of that project. So my answers on that are, you know, you have to be a little bit qualified.
That's what you're thinking.
So there is, I believe it's a groundwater remediation project in that area. I do not know what the duration of that is. It's a multi-year project.
In that area, meaning in somewhat close proximity to where this pump is?
The south side of that building, I think, is
right.
is engaged in that.
In that,
right
okay.
now, yeah.
So that is part of it. Not part of what you're doing, but it is part
it's
of
going
the
on.
Property that's going
yes,
on.
Absolutely, yeah.
And we approved that sometime back then with the wood fence to screen that, and that's all on a temporary basis once the remediation is complete, in theory.
You've effectively jarred staff's memory. We are here today for conceptual preliminary, so we're not going to be able to get that answer for you this moment. When we return for final, if it's a desire of the board to know the history and the timing of that, we could certainly come back with that information. Or if it becomes very pertinent to this conversation, for the board, we can take a few minutes recess and get those answers.
Well, where I go with this is needing to understand how long the wood fence is going to be up. If the wood fence is coming down and then we're left with this pump exposed with just the roof covering over it, do we really want to have that when the wood fence comes down, or is the wood fence not coming down for another 15 years and maybe it's not even worth the discussion? But I guess that's where that whole discussion leads me, is wondering how long that fence is going to be up, and if it comes down, do we not want to have put sides on the side of this thing?
I'm not going to run out of here to do the research at this moment. I'll see where the discussion goes, and if it's the desire of the board, we can do that. We have a short agenda today, so we have some time to do on-the-fly research.
Or I'm also assuming the other option would be to condition this project where if the fence ever came down, they would have to come back to put sides up on this little structure, because as I understand it, the remediation is temporary, be it 10 years, be it 25 years, but this is more or less permanent.
I think that's fair to say, yeah.
So once the remediation is done, the screening that we currently have with the fence is going to go away, and we're going to be left with this funky pump with the roof over it.
Albatross.
That's the technical term. Yeah.
That's all my questions.
It's a great question. Anybody else?
Chair?
Aaron?
So what color are you proposing for the corrugated roof?
I think I'd go with the ash gray.
If we want to do that, can we get a real sample next time so we can zero in on?
Those are pretty good.
Really?
Well, what do you?
I tend to not trust color print.
And when you say ash gray, are you meaning charcoal? Oh no, I see ash gray. Sorry.
25 ash gray. 25.
Yep, got it.
Right.
Somewhere there's. I'm sorry. These are all reproductions. Somewhere there's an original. Those are pretty good colors, actually.
Oh, okay. Here's.
Sorry. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Do you know what the color is on the on the screen on the upper part of the building? The
much better.
Kind of like the corrugated screening at the very top of the building. I think you can see it in.
Yeah, that's that's a little more of a this soffit roof screening is a little more of that charcoal color.
And the. The utility, the piping, and the utility boxes that are mounted on the wall there, are they an industrial gray?
Yes,
or
are they are. They yes, are. Sir.
Okay. Comments. What does everybody think? Euler?
I'll start. I think Carl hit it right on the head with the fence. It's doing a really good job of screening, currently screening the pump. And if that goes away, then we've got problems. As far as the color of the roof, I think the charcoal would probably be more appropriate than the ash gray. Other than that, I don't have anything else to say.
Okay. Bob?
Yeah, I agree with Aaron's comments 100%.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess we're going to rely on staff to do a little research and maybe come back to us with an answer on the timing of the previous approval for the remediation and how long that fence is going to be there, give or take a few years. I'm on board with, I agree with Aaron. I think the charcoal is probably a little bit better of a match because I think it matches the or it comes closer to matching the equipment screening on the roof. So I'd be up for the charcoal. My only concern is still the fence versus the exposed thing and when that's going to happen.
Any comments over here?
The same.
Okay. Same. Yeah, I would agree with all of that. We're here for conceptual preliminary. So therefore, if we grant preliminary, can we condition it because of the comments that Carl brought up, which I think are poignant here?
Certainly you could. The DRB has the really two options or three options I see. One is conditioning it between now and when it returns for given direction, basically, for when it returns to for final review. It's just after 3:20 right now. We anticipated our next item was going to start about 3:40. So if we want to take a brief recess and see if we can put together those pieces, perhaps we could just do that now. Or if the DRB has a feeling that irrespective of the length of the fence, if it needs to be screened, that's something else that you could collectively think about.
My position is that once that fence comes down, we have to screen it somehow. So I guess the question is, does the board want to definitively know when that's going to happen, or do we just want to go forward with project approval conditioned somehow on when the fence comes down, something has to happen to provide additional screening for this building?
I don't know. Let's go with that. That seems easy.
Is that a motion?
The only difficulty with that is it becomes a tracking mechanism.
Right.
So I throw that out as a caution.
So are you saying that the other alternative is just to mandate that the, rather than just be a carport type thing, that it be screened now?
It's a potential option, but I would ask that you have that conversation with the applicant versus just keeping the fence up. There are several options.
Versus can the pumps be enclosed, or is that problematic for the pumps?
So, yeah, we were talking about two things. So we're in agreement on the color. We're all good with the charcoal. We're okay there. Okay, so our customer, my client Raytheon, is amenable to some sort of, you know, fencing if that's needed or some. I think they'd like to do the what we've done typically in other locations, is the fencing with the privacy slats in it. And that gives you the screening. Actually, that color is pretty, well, it's not that close, but it's similar to that charcoal. And it allows, I don't think they want to enclose this thing entirely. They want to have some airflow in there. And that, you know, I'm not sure what the options are, but that could be something that we adopt at this time going forward, or you could put a clock on it and we could pick it up later as you prefer.
I guess my point is, without knowing what the remediation extent, the expected timing on the remediation going away, you know, I'd want to screen it somehow just as a guarantee, I guess, we're going to get some, but I don't.
Perhaps using the language of the DRB and past projects is we can ask for the applicant to study it and bring them back either for preliminary or strongly suggest that they study something for final review. It's up to the design review board as far as how you wish to proceed.
We could condition it that we could, what if we granted preliminary and had them bring back a final for the full board, the screen? Can we do that, or is that too egregious?
We could do that. I guess I'm wondering, I look at the screening as a major part of what we're doing, so
yeah.
I'm having a tough time getting the preliminary.
Okay. Bob?
Another thing is that if the the existing wooden fence is also functioning as a security barrier, if you will, so if that temporary remediation goes away and the wooden fence goes away, then that pump wastewater pump area becomes less secure. So then it would seem that, you know, if it's fully enclosed with a chain link type of surround, then the security will not be, it wouldn't be compromised. Whereas, I mean, if we just say, okay, yeah, screen it on three sides and leave it open on the building side, let's say the north side, so you'll have airflow. Once that wooden fence goes away, then what, you know, is there a security issue with that equipment?
Well, I think they're amenable to putting up the fence with the privacy slats. Is that a solution that you guys would approve, or do you need to see drawings on that, or what's the?
Where would that go? Would that be underneath the canopy? Would that,
yes,
be surrounding? It would,
no,
be underneath
the canopy. Yeah. No, it would look. Yeah, it would be underneath the canopy. I think the eaves are at 8, or just at 8 feet, something like that. Yeah. We just did this at 44 Castilian, I think. And you approved that. That was 2 or 3 years ago. It's a similar sort of a treatment option where we put up a roof structure, and then instead of the walls per se, we put up a, you know, fencing with privacy slats.
What did that look like exactly? Wood or chain link, or
it's chain link with plastic,
yeah,
slats.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I got
so
you.
It's an opaque, you know, it sits back in the landscape. It just sort of blends in.
My issue is Castilian gets a certain amount of traffic, which is not a lot, and Hollister gets everybody in the community drives down Hollister and sees it. So, I mean, from my point of view, I'd like to see some maybe a little bit nicer if we're going to deal with that. But
I guess.
And the other thing that starts coming to mind, and I don't know whether we know the answer to that or not, is once we start putting a more solid fence around this, it starts to become structure-like. Are we meeting setback requirements along Hollister?
Yeah, I think we included all those on the application. There's three different. There's the easement line, property line, center line.
Oh, setback 80 foot from the center line of the road. So you're set back behind that. Okay, got it.
This is fairly deep here, and there
yeah, is.
It is. Yeah.
And there's a big pepper tree that helps a lot.
Exactly. I mean, it's not the prettiest facade in town. I mean, it's an industrial building, and this certainly isn't going to help it. It's not going to make it any worse.
So, yeah, in the MRP district, on the plans, it's 80 feet from the center line of the street. So they're just outside of the setback in terms of the wastewater pump.
I guess I go to the next step then. If I'm going to somehow be coerced into accepting chain link with slats in it, what I'd like to be able to do would be to put some kind of landscaping around it to help soften that rather than just rely on the chain link and the slats. Again, that comes back to it's just such a high profile situation. It's not like it's back in the Castilian Cortona Drive area. I mean, it's look no, at how much.
I think that's very reasonable. I just think the complication is that there are two different projects occurring here. I believe there is a landscape plan, part of your other project approved previously. And this remediation effort has to complete, I'm sure, before that can be installed, I would imagine, you know. I'm not sure what all the conditions are on the other remediation program they got going there.
Well, I guess I'm on board with for trying to find out what the issues are with the remediation, the timing on that, what's going on. I mean, you know, I can sit here and I think conceptually we can tell you we don't have a major problem. You know, you've heard what we're talking about. We're talking about what the concerns are when that remediation fence goes down and having some long-term screening facility
in place.
We're
fine with that. We're fine with
that. Whatever that may be it chain link, be it planting, be it whatever.
Absolutely.
But I think it would be really good for us to know what the remediation timing is and other conditions and landscape plan, if that's, even though it's not part of this, for us to at least acknowledge and know what that is before we give preliminary.
This is a question for the applicant. Is there any reason why the existing wood fence can't remain up?
I don't know. No idea.
It runs a long ways along that property line, and this little pump is only 10 or 15 feet long. So.
I mean, it's okay with me. It may be part of your approval that it had to come down. I don't know. You know?
Then there's some additional research if that's the direction that you want to go.
Yeah, I think yeah. That's the case.
Because even if you put some plants in now, 10 years, those plants may be dead, gone.
Yeah, right, exactly. And there's no need to put them, you know, we could easily condition upon when the wood fence comes down, the planting has to go in.
Oh, yeah.
So it doesn't have to happen now, right? Which would make more sense in
well,
some ways.
What if we find out that the wood fence could stay up, then we wouldn't need a fence. Or if we find out that it has to come down, then we would add a fence.
Right, right.
Does that
exactly.
seem fair? Is that fair?
Right, it could go either way.
It could go either way, right.
I'm okay with that.
All right, I guess.
So I'll make a motion for...
Further study.
Further study, right. With you coming back on the next agenda, which is March...
March 12th.
12th.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Does that require a motion?
Well, I made a motion, but...
I'll second that.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Oh, no, that's the original.
That goes,
the original.
That goes back to...
All right, thank you.
I go back to Marco.
Okay. Next item, Madam Secretary.
Okay, item J2 is number 13-018 DRB, Rusty's Addition and Facade Improvement, 5964 Cali Real.
As the applicant team is coming up and getting set, if we could have our declarations.
I visited the site and have not had any discussion with the applicant.
Likewise.
Ditto.
Likewise.
Same.
Same.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, let's get started here. This is case 13018, Design Review Board, and the applicant is Rusty's, and today they are requesting conceptual and preliminary review for the property at 5964 Cairie Elm. Currently, the property includes a 4,476 square foot, one-story commercial lot, a 138 square foot shed, and about 20 parking spaces in the C2 zone district. The applicant proposes to construct a 127 square foot minor addition on the southwest area of the building, and also wishes to update the exterior facade of the entire building. Part of the addition consists of a 27-foot-high architectural element on the southwest portion of the building. And overall, the facade improvements include a new window system, a new roofing system, new paint, and a new entryway. A material color board is provided by the applicant here today for the DRB to discuss. And the resulting one-story structure would be 4,603 square feet. And the shed in the rear of the property would be demolished. With that, I want to introduce you to Justin Van Moen. He is the agent for the applicant here today. And with that, I'll turn it over to you, Justin.
My elevations are cockeyed. Hi, my name is Justin Van Moen. I'm with On Design Architects. I'm here with Laura Weinstein from On Design Architects and also with Tyler Duncan. He is the president of the Rusty's franchise. So we started our process over a year ago with Planner Consult. So we came in with a concept just of a site plan, reconfiguring things, coming in with a much larger building and moving the driveway over towards the Walgreens side. And through that planner consult, I think it was I highly recommend planner consults because you always get to find out the bad news early. And one of the things that we decided to do after that is keep the driveway in the same location, and we pared back the project. We're using the existing footprint of the existing building for the most part, and just filling in one small little area, removing that shed that was talked about in the back. But more importantly, one of the things that came out of that was a recommendation for certain architectural styles that would be compatible with the neighborhood. And Art Deco came up as one of those styles. And that really got us going on a lot of different images that with the owners and started our design process that has lasted quite some time working with the different types of styles. And what we came to was this style that you see is you can see some of the images, and I'll pass this board around. Essentially, it's kind of after a train station that is in the Art Deco style, but also having a little bit of an element that is a tower element similar to the Union Station in Los Angeles. And so this is the Union Station in Cincinnati, Ohio. On the backside, it's a nice postcard. So I'll pass that around for everyone to see. And so that's kind of where we started. Now, going into some of the cues that we got from the existing architecture on site, one is the glass domes that are on top, pyramids are on top of some of the tower elements that are existing in the mall that was redone about 16 years now. Some of the arches that you can see, this is the old bank, and so large arches that are and kind of forms that are more Spanish in style. And so we're trying to have an Art Deco building that still is more, has a little bit more detailing that you would see maybe in the Spanish style, but not too much, just a hint. So we have a little bit of that. If you can kind of see that we've got our tile roof elements. But essentially on site, you've got a lot of Spanish style, and you've got a lot of tower elements, and you have some arches. Next sheet is just what's happening in the neighborhood. Across the street is, for the most part, a large parking lot with the buildings farther back. And then we have the Takanoya, which is our site. And it's a fairly large site, as you can see. It is much larger than the frescoes that is to the side of it, right next door. And then this was, it's an architectural style that just isn't compatible with the neighborhood anymore, and I think it's a good time for it to be cleaned up. And so we're excited to play a part in that process. You remember what it originally was? It was the Sambo's. It was built as the Sambo's. And our streetscape compatibility study, we wanted to check to see how tall the Walgreens was, since it's the closest to building, and so we used a laser level to essentially just hit the very top of the eave, and so that's approximately 31 feet. And so that's compared to our 29 next door. It's very compatible, and our tower element is obviously much smaller. It isn't as wide, and it just has a nice rhythm to it with the rest of the building. We tried to create a street elevation with photographs, and we did that by scaling things up using some dimensions that we knew and where those were located using this. So this is as close as we can get to a photographed street elevation. So going into the plans, our site plan on page A1.1. Is you can see where we have decided to fill in a little area that's where the existing entrance is. But what we've realized is that for the most part, people will either walk to this location and use the sidewalk, or they will come in from the back. And so we've addressed the sidewalk with an entrance, and also the back parking lot with an entrance. And we don't no longer need this side entry, which was kind of confusing for the clientele that were using the restaurant. We have most of our seating in the front where our windows are. We've got a kitchen that kind of allows you to see most of the area, including the restrooms for safety reasons. And essentially, as you can see, we're using almost exactly the same footprint, except for we're filling in this one entry element that is right in the front. And then in the back where the trash is located, there is an existing shed that's used to house lots of different oils that they would use for cooking that I should say after the cooking is, it's old oils, and they store them on site until someone comes and picks them up. We're not going to need that any longer, so we're going to tear that shed down. And it's a fairly large shed. You can see it on the survey. So there won't be a net gain in square footage with the building. The elevations, what we've essentially done is we're tearing the roof off the building all the way back to where you can see the existing posts, these columns here. So we're tearing the roof off to about that location, and then we're going to retruss that with this nice arch element that'll give you that higher volume ceiling in the dining area. And then it'll also give us an area for an equipment well that'll hide our equipment that'll be right over the kitchen. So we've got this curved roof that happens right in this area here that is essentially over the dining area. Our proposed materials, obviously we have two different colors of stucco to help kind of emphasize that tower element with color, and then we have some of our decorative pieces are going to be out of a true bronze, and then we have a light that we've come up with that we like, that we feel works with the style, and then the tile roof element, and then our storefront would be in a clad aluminum that looked like bronze. I'm going to pass that around. So I'd like to open things up for questions at this point and see if there's any questions or clarifications that the board might need.
You guys have any questions? Any questions down at this end of the table?
Mr. Chair, first question, have you looked at any areas for outdoor dining?
Regarding outdoor dining, there is the potential for us to add outdoor dining in the front, similar to what has been done with the fresco, but at this point, we're focusing on the building. And that's something that might be phase two of our project after the building's built.
And the other question is, what's going to become of the shed in the north east corner? Is that going to be parking or landscaping?
It depends. If you look at the it depends on where we end up with our trash, because we'll probably have to provide a trash enclosure that meets accessibility requirements, so it'll have to be moved closer to the existing building, and then that'll open that area up and could potentially be parking. We could also end up creating more landscape opportunities with planting fingers within that existing parking lot as well. So certainly open to that, as so I think was what you're alluding to.
Likely get relocated and it'll be, yeah.
The hours of operation for the Rusty's, what would the proposed hours of operation be?
Well, there's an existing Rusty's that it's on Fairview right now, and that Rusty's will
Kyrie
be. I'm sorry. Yes, it's on Kyrie Al at the corner of almost at the corner of Fairview, and it will be relocating to this location. That location is a lease, and this is a piece of property that they currently own. So the hours of operation would be consistent with the existing restaurant.
So it'll be seven days a week, essentially, and there will be evening and nighttime hours.
That's
clientele
correct.
That'll be going in there. Okay, I'll have a comment on that a little later, I guess. The exterior lighting that you are proposing, we like to see lighting that is so-called dark sky compatible. So could you talk about the fixtures that you're proposing to use in that regard?
So the one fixture that I have on the material board it would be dark sky compliant because it's got brass on the upper and the lower portions and just shines out. So it is essentially hooded by design, but
it's not is it a downlight per se, or it's more just radiating?
It doesn't radiate up; it radiates out. And I think that lighting would have to definitely be studied a little bit more carefully because that particular light is more decorative than anything, and we would have to look at what the existing photometrics are on the parking lot for safety concerns. Okay.
And then as far as roofing materials, did you give any consideration to materials other than a clay tile that would also be, you know, more of an Art Deco type of roof but a non-tile roof?
The tile is just in a small area. It's, for the most part, it's decorative. We're probably going to have, and the curved element would be standing seam, and
so it's more of an accent than an entire
right,
tile roof.
Yeah.
Is what, okay.
Because for the most part, it's going to be a flat roof, and it'll probably be something that won't be seen. And so we have a bunch of different options for that. Okay. But the tile is a important accent element, I suppose, more decorative than anything.
The other thing is having nighttime operation. One of the problems that I've noticed in frequenting, before Fresco North, it was a pizza restaurant of some sort, and before that it was a Thai restaurant where Fresco North is, and similarly with the location that your location, one of the problems is that across Kyrie Al you have this very large parking lot, and you have a very active bowling alley and other businesses, and there's a lot of nighttime traffic that's exiting, and the headlights shine right across the street into the restaurants to the north, your location and the adjacent one. So I'm wondering if you've given any consideration to your window treatments and screening from, you know, that nighttime glare, if you will.
We haven't. We know we have a lot of glass options, and we'll have to choose those wisely, but we haven't given any consideration to the headlights that potentially could be shining in that area. And so that's a real good point. Okay. As far as what we could do potentially with landscaping to help with that as well.
Or some maybe interior window treatment shades or something that would deflect that nighttime glare. I think that's all the questions I have presently.
Okay. Carl, you have any?
I noticed you've got David Stone listed on here as archaeologist. Was that really true? Did we have to do some kind of archaeology study?
We did. We hired David Stone as part of our due diligence to see if it was an issue. And that's when we had a much larger project and we were going to do a new foundation. And now we are essentially staying in the same footprint. So, but even
not,
with
not
our...
Not based upon the findings from the archaeological study, I presume.
No.
Based on other decisions.
That's correct.
Okay. Anna, are you going to be, since we're going to this level, I assume at some point we'll get you're going to re-landscape the front and the parking lot and we'll get some idea of what's going on there?
That's correct. We'll probably stay within a Mediterranean plant palette that is consistent with kind of what's happening around us. Okay. And we'll definitely get rid of the bamboo that is not clumping that is on the site currently.
The roof element of the tower is what material?
It's glass. It's consistent with the glass elements that are on the...
I understand what we've got at Cai Real.
Right. Oops. Keep doing that. The glass elements that are consistent in the neighborhood, and I think that's how that developed.
So we've got a glass, I'm just wanting to verify, we got a glass tower, we have what is going to appear to be a standing seam roof, but it's really only on the curved portion because the majority of it's flat. Mm-hmm. And we've got this little bit of mission tile on this one element, which is really a decorative piece.
That's correct.
Correct. And these secondary forms are all done in plaster?
They could be done in plaster. They probably would be done in plaster, but the other elements that are more of the fan elements would probably be done in the bronze. But they could also be done in plaster.
Okay. I think that's all the questions I have.
Carl pretty much hit on my questions, but excuse me. I guess for a little more clarification, the little tower elements where you've got all the lines coming down. And then even the lines that you're showing up on the glass roof. Okay. I guess I could be pointing to the larger one, but these lines here and these guys here.
Right.
What are those? Are they just kind of artistic representation of surfaces changing form at the moment?
Yeah, at the.
Or are those actual delineations of?
They're both
mass and
on the we'll call them pilasters for lack of a better term, the kind of the pillar elements that are on the sides, they will have a three-dimensional form that slowly gets mm-hmm. smaller as they go up, and that's what that is indicating. And then the tower on the pyramid shape on the tallest portion of the building, that is probably just a graphic representation. So there
would it wind up being more
probably
with a grid like that, like the pyramidal shape. Okay. And then the last question I had was what is the material of the overhang on the north elevation over the door?
North elevation over the door. Oh,
the rear entry.
It's kind of like a marquee.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that might grow in size. It might have signage
on top of it like a real marquee does that says Rusty's Pizza Parlor in small letters that mm-hmm. kind of go across it. So that kind of just saying this is it's a signage opportunity and it covers the entrance.
Would it be metal, do you think?
Yes, it'd be metal.
Okay. Okay, those are my questions.
And that's right in the back of the parking lot mm-hmm. where you park your car and you're looking for the entrance. So we were trying to give it a signage opportunity.
Sure. Okay, comments? Anybody? Let's start at this end this time.
It's a great improvement. It's going to look a lot better. Thank you.
Chris? Yeah, it's a good improvement. Nice to see the lawn art to leave.
Aaron?
I like the style of the building. I think you're going in the right direction with that, and the color board looks nice. I'd like to see some of the issues I'm having is does the some of the details of the building fit the use? The big arc, the tower, I think they could be maybe a little more pedestrian in scale, and a little more inviting, and maybe, you know, have a front patio would be another way of doing that. Like to see a full landscape plan, a preliminary landscape plan next time. There's some opportunities for vines on some of the stucco elements of the building. I think this will be a good improvement, and I just think it could be a little more pedestrian friendly and feel more like a pizza parlor. So,
okay, Bob.
Yeah, well, I already talked about the lighting fixtures, the exterior lighting, and I'd like to see a little more thought into their being more of a downlight than an outward light, I guess, downlit. I don't know if the city now is requiring a full enclosure for trash and recyclables. Maybe that's something that staff can advise, but that citing that would seem to be something that needs some more consideration. And, you know, is it now the requirement that the trash and recycle containers go inside of a roofed enclosure or not?
The Public Works Department would give that direction right. As part of the stormwater management.
So if that's the case, you know, what is that enclosure going to look like? And the just kind of a full photometric study going back to the lighting. You have some existing parking lot lighting at the rear of the building. Is that going to change or is that going to remain the same?
I think we'd like to study it to see if it's adequate
okay.
or not to meet code.
Right.
And if it can be saved, then we'll save it. We may retrofit something on there to be more energy efficient.
Okay. The landscaping plan, I think going with the Mediterranean plant palette is a very good idea, so looking forward to seeing that. As far as the architectural style of the building, I mean, I think it's a little different from what we see elsewhere on Kyrielle and these various locations, and it's an interesting design. Kind of agree with what Aaron was saying in his comments, and also from Mayan, I think that this feature you're calling a pilaster?
Pilaster.
The top of it looks just kind of too busy somehow to my layman's impression, and maybe that could be simplified a little bit. I do like the color colors that you've selected for the exterior of the building. And the windows, the window treatment would be of interest to me as well. And then that point again about the glare that you're going to have from across the street to see how you would you would address that. I think that's all I have. Thanks.
Carl?
First off, thank you for showing up to remodel this building, because I think it needs it, and I can't wait for the lawn art and the little lit trees in the front yard to go away.
Did you want those?
So I think it'll be a big improvement. So I want to thank you for going as far as you're proposing that you're going for that building, because I think it really needs it and will help the area. That being said, I do have a couple of issues. Hopefully I can remember them all. Actually, it scared me a little bit when I got the packet in the mail because of the coloration of the building, so I kind of reacted both to color and form initially. So I'm glad to see that this really isn't as yellow or as what I had in my packet. It's a lot more subtle and probably more appropriate for the area color-wise. I think your color choices are very good, so I'm on board with that. I'm struggling a little bit with probably what is 8 or 10 square feet of mission tile on a building when there's no other tile there. And while somehow it kind of works, it just seems a little odd. So restudy that and really decide whether you really want to go there or not, I guess. The style is one that initially I had some concerns on. When I actually went across and parked in the parking lot across the street and spent some time just looking at what is ultimately the street scene there. I think with these colors, probably what you've got can work and fit in. So I'm not so concerned about the style you've chosen. I think it'll work and is quite nice. I do worry about its execution, particularly these, as we've called them, pilasters, the tower form. You know, when you said this tower form was glass, I kind of reacted to that internally. The one thing that makes it work at the moment is this kind of feels more, not that it can't all be white glass, but almost more like a stained glass piece as opposed to a more traditional or contemporary rectangular piece. That might work a little bit better. You're just going to have to work out those details as you go forward. The tops of the pilasters is a concern from an execution standpoint of how that works and whatever. What you've got drawn here represents something that, in my mind, could be really nice. I just worry about being able to carry it off in the field. From a proportion standpoint, I think there's something wrong with the proportion of this arch versus the top of the roof. Maybe it's the amount of plaster we've got at the top that feels a little thin. There's some design proportion thing there that you might want to study and see, and maybe that'll ultimately relate back to the previous comments of getting that a little bit more pedestrian oriented. I'm not sure. The size of the opening doesn't particularly bother me. I think it's just the proportion of the amount of glass to the stucco that feels a little off somehow. I think the tower form is fine. It works. I don't have a problem with the height. So I think that's all good. I do agree with Bob. I think that you'll find that when you relocate the trash enclosure, you're going to put a roof on it. Probably not a big deal. And I wouldn't mind you even, and maybe the sign that you mentioned is enough on the back entry, I think, because that's where the parking lot is and where a lot of people are coming in that back entry, doing that as a marquee with the sign on it, I think, is probably a good direction and maybe enough to pull that off. The one thing I did happen upon looking at the photos is just to the right of that rear entry, there's where you have all your current electrical and sub panels and whatever. There's a bunch of doors there that don't show up on your design elevation. And that one pilaster kind of looks like it runs through the middle of one of them, so there's going to be some shifting around back there in the back. I don't think that's a big deal. I think you can probably get that worked out. Relative to the lights, I like the the elements you've got here from a, again, architectural standpoint, and maybe the solution is these really do become decorative and kind of keep the wattage down and they just glow a little bit, so it's not really a dark sky issue, and then you provide the real light some other means somehow, maybe. And then obviously wanting to see a landscape plan. I don't know if any of the landscape people looked at the, I think there's two olive trees in the back parking lot. I don't know what kind of shape they're in, if they're worth keeping or not. They're obviously old and have some character to them. If they can be kept, maybe that's a good thing. They should chime in on that. And I think that's, but overall, I think it's headed in a good direction. Again, like I said, I like the colors. I like the materials. Worried about execution on the pilasters and the tower roof and how that all works. But, yeah, I think that's it for now.
I think I agree with a lot of what's been said so far. And I particularly agree with some of the things Carl was saying with regards to the execution. You know, the intricacy of what's happening on top of the pilasters and stuff is, you know, heading towards kind of the nouveau part of deco, and it's cool, but it needs to be done well, which I guess speaks to the execution factor. Overall, I'm good with it. I'm sad that Cecilia's not here on the day that the animals go away from the front of that place. She would have loved that. Overall, I'm on board with it. I think it fits within the overall Cai Real. You know, there's an eclectic kind of feel throughout the whole drive, and I think this'll fit in. And I think your color palette works, so I'm on board with that as well. I too had issue when I first saw it. I thought that your somehow it was, and I don't mean this in any good or bad way. I just thought it was somehow related to the airport, because those two forms are very similar with the tower and the big window like that.
I think that's one of the reasons that I like it, is because it can be a train station or more of that feeling mm-hmm. of all the old Quonset huts.
I'm a little bit in agreement with Carl on the proportion of that, and maybe it is because it feels a little bit thin up on the top part of the radius. I think the train station you were showing us in Cincinnati or wherever, I think the radiuses are the same, as opposed to being different like that. So I think that's something that leapt out at me. I like the marquee thing in the back as a demarcation to where you're going to go, because that's where everybody's going to park. So obviously that's where you're going to go, and maybe even the lights that you were showing on the front might want to be incorporated back there somewhere. I like Carl's idea of the lights, especially particularly the big ones out on the front facade, being decorative and not really intended to illuminate, because I think that'd be a nice look and without throwing excess light around. But overall, I think it's pretty good. I like that it's different and you're kind of shaking things up a little bit along the facade of that street, and I'm in favor of it. Yeah, Chris.
It's just a thought, Kim. You're talking about the arches on the glass. What about like a what do they call it? Ecliptical? Not perfect, but it's got a little like an off
compound arch.
Yeah, there you go. That might play. I don't know.
You know, size, bulk, and scale. I think it's fine. I don't have any problems with that. I look forward to seeing what you can do with landscaping. I thought Aaron's comment about outdoor seating was a good one. It's kind of cool to sit outside eating pizza, and that might be something you might want to consider. And I see people outside at Fresco when the weather's nice all the time. So that might be something you might want to, I don't know, while you're master planning the site, you might want to think about that. And I thought Bob's comment about the headlights was a clever one. I hadn't thought of that at all, and I think that's worth considering. So those are my comments, basically. We're at a conceptual. I guess I'll make a motion. That's all right. I would move for to continue with the comments of studying the facade detail. Bring back some landscaping that we could look at. Consider the effect of the headlights. Consider consider potential outdoor eating. Anything else? Any other bullet points?
Yeah, trash recycling enclosure.
Oh, and define your trash recycling enclosure location.
Do we want to see photometrics at the next meeting or down the road, I guess?
I guess that's up to the applicant. It's not, for me, preliminary approval doesn't hinge on photometrics, I guess. So, any other bullet points I missed?
Carl had some points about some of the architectural features. I don't know if you're going to try and capture them all in your motion or just to mention that.
Well, I summed them all up and restudied the architectural detailing.
Yeah, okay.
I think you heard what was said, and you can assimilate that. So. I guess that's my motion, and so continue with those specific comments.
I'll second it.
Okay, discussion.
What date would they?
When do you want to come back?
So the next available day is March 12th. And after that, it's March 26th.
Got to have drawings in a week before, though. Better do, because I've got to get a landscape architect on board, and okay. That takes a little bit of time. So let's go with March 26th.
March 26th, great.
Okay. Carl mentioned something about the olive trees in the back, and I looked at those, and I thought they were quite nice. They will drop fruit on cars, but they go with the theme, so for what it's worth. I thought they had some character, and they would work with a pizza place for sure.
Considering they haven't received any, care or maintenance over the last probably 30 years, getting a irrigation system in there and getting them sprayed.
Some good trimming, deep root feeding. They've been neglected. They'll come back. They're pretty solid there.
All right. Well, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All right. Thank you much.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Any announcements by any of the members?
I would like to announce a question of staff. Scott, periodically or annually or sometimes each year we have kind of a as-built tour. Is that potentially doable this year?
We haven't done a tour as in a van, but we have tried to do the bring the world into the chambers.
I'm sorry, that's what I meant. Just kind of a look at the as-built projects.
The proposed versus as-built slideshow. Historically, it was May was the month that we focused on to do those. And I think we've hit a two-year hiatus on that process simply because of staff resources. It's my full intent to get that process up and running again because I think it's valuable for the design review board, for staff, for members of the public to see what it is that we're actually doing. So we have every intent on getting back up there. And as soon as staff levels increase, we should be able to have those resources to do that.
Is that good? All right. Adjourned.